Yeah, it's always tough. I mean, it's always worrying about distractions there, you know, the crowd noise. But at the same time, we're just – I love it because we're just one team out there. And everybody's against us, and we're just out there going out to play football, and we believe in one another and cheer each other on.
Chad, entering a season, are you as confident and relaxed as you've been in your career?
I think so. I mean, it's just more that I understand this offense with the tempo and getting in and out of plays and playing at a high level. And, you know, we got some weapons on this side of the football that, you know, I'm excited about to exploit. And, you know, it's just a good comfort level, but at the same time, they're still raising that bar and becoming better and better each and every week.
Being from the state of Pennsylvania, were you an Eagles fan or Steelers fan growing up?
Yeah, sadly I wasn't. I was more of a Phillies fan than an Eagles fan, and I kind of followed San Francisco and followed Joe Montana in that career, so I kind of probably just jumped on the bandwagon, whoever was doing well, but yeah, I couldn't say I was an Eagles fan.
The talk in Philly, around Philly, is all about the offense. What do you see from their defense?
I mean, their numbers don't show like they did last year. I'm not sure what they were, but they, you know, it was definitely skewed because the offense was scoring so many points and the defense was just playing soft coverage. But they're a very good defense. They get after the quarterback. They got Cole on the outside, Barwin on the other side. Good defensive front and a veteran back end for the safeties and corners. So, you know, they created turnovers last year, which is one thing. They got after the quarterback. So, you know, for us to be an up-tempo offense, we just have to be precise and create on first and second down and on third down.
Up-tempo, are you close? I mean, do you want to try to do what they do, which is move us? They don't always move us fast.
Yeah, I think we want to be that kind of team, and I think the only way you can be that is, like I said, you know, create on first and second down and convert on third down, and we just have to be smart with the football and move the chains as best as we can.
Have you always worked off a script at the start of games with your coordinators?
For the first 15 plays?
Yeah.
Yeah, most of the time you have a, you know, reliable 15 plays that you want to get accomplished at least in the first quarter or second quarter. And, you know, it can skew the way the game's going, but at that point we stick to that plan.
Does that give you a comfort level as the quarterback, knowing
Yeah.
for a couple of days what you're going to be doing?
Absolutely, and I think, you know, Jed does a good job with kind of implementing it early in the week, what we're trying to get accomplished early in the game, so we can really hone down on that and study it and go after it.
What's the most important thing that you can do to get off to a solid start to the season?
I just think just playing my best. I mean, really just going out there, having completions, moving the chains, and scoring points in the red zone. I think that's the biggest thing that we haven't seen in this preseason. Once we get down in the red zone, we've been efficient with getting points with field goals, but we need more touchdowns. So at the same time, take some shots when they're there. If not, you know, do the best thing with the football.